with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. Launching a new book publishing company isn't easy.
It's taken us close to 2 years of working on it and planning it. And the first thing, of course, was to try to get the money.
That's Andre Schifrin, editor-in-chief of The New Press, which will publish its first book in April. The New Press is a non-profit publishing house.
That's the very reason why we started it. We felt that you couldn't publish the kind of books that needed to be published, that were serious books addressing the problems facing the country.
Schifrin says the media conglomerates expect their book subsidiaries to come up with a 10 to 15% profit every year.
So we decided to try and go to foundations and to universities and other sources of help who'd be willing to let us set up without being shareholders, without actually owning us.
Schifrin was able to raise the capital thanks to such organizations as the MacArthur Foundation and the Rockefeller Brothers Fund. The City University of New York gave the New Press free office space in Manhattan.
During our first year, we spent something like $50 on furnishing the offices and setting up shop.
Andre Schifrin says the major cost is paying the authors, so the New Press is starting slow with only a few titles in its first year.
We have the first 2 years worth of books more or less lined up already, even though we're just setting up, and we have literally hundreds more that we could do. We're not going to do more than 40 books a year at this point.
Books that Andre Schifrin says deal primarily with cultural and social issues. The first of the New Press books is by Studs Terkel and deals with race relations in America. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. For 28 years, Andre Schifrin was happily ensconced at Pantheon Books as editor-in-chief. Pantheon, a subsidiary of Random House, never made much money. It published a lot of books out of the mainstream.
We tried to introduce people who weren't that well-known. That was the whole point of what Pantheon was about. It was trying to find authors who were saying something new and important.
Andre Schifrin says Random House supported that. Then Random House was acquired by New House, whose values were different from the former owner.
Who felt that, and have said so publicly, that you judged a publishing house primarily by the amount of money it made.
Schifrin quit his job at Pantheon in a blaze of smoke, or glory.
Faced with its choice of really pretty much destroying what we'd built up for the past three decades, or leaving, eight of my colleagues, the editors, all the editors, and I decided to leave.
There were angry demonstrations, letters to the editor, and Schifrin set out to launch his own non-profit publishing house, The New Press. It used to be said that publishing was recession-proof, but...
As the structure of publishing has changed, the expectations have changed. So you've had the double pressures on publishing in the last few years. You've had the recession, which has had an effect. And then you've had the demand for increasing profitability at the same time. And that's been a squeeze play that has caused more and more people to go under.
When the New Press launches its first titles in the spring, its list will be much like the ones Pantheon used to print. Books that touch on major cultural and social issues. Books that no doubt reflect the taste of editor-in-chief Andre Schifrin.
Publishing is the most personal, the mass media. It's still a place where two or three people can get together and say, this is an important idea, let's do something about it.
Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The New Press is starting small. Just 10 books in its spring list, 15 planned for the fall. The first book in the New Press line is targeted for April. It's by Studs Terkel, called Race.
Which is a book on what ordinary Americans, black and white, think about race, which has become, unfortunately, the major issue facing the country at this point.
That's Andre Schifrin, editor-in-chief of the New Press, who says the nonprofit publishing house is committed to exploring social problems, including the needs of minorities.
We're doing a book of postcards from the Schomburg collection here in New York City, which is based on their photographic collection of black photographers over the last 100 years.
And Schifrin is also going to examine various government threats to our intellectual freedom.
We're doing two books on censorship in the arts, again an issue that hasn't had much said about it, but the whole question of what's happened to freedom of expression since the Helms attacks on the NEA, since the museums were attacked for showing Mapplethorpe and so on.
Outside of a new novel by Marguerite Duras in the fall, there's little creative writing on the New Press list.
We're not going to publish much fiction or poetry. We decided that there were a lot of very good small presses that were doing that extremely well, in addition to the good independent publishers who still maintain their old commitment to serious fiction.
New Press books may not have broad appeal, but thanks to a distribution agreement with W.W. Norton, should be found in most bookstores. The New Press, publisher with a social commitment. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.